From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Terrorism in Germany. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Tuesday authorities are assuming a truck attack that killed at least 12 people and injured nearly 50 others at a crowded open-air market in Berlin was an act of terrorism. She says there is much we still do not know with sufficient certainty, but we must, as things stand now, assume it was a terrorist attack. I know it would be especially hard for all of us to bear if it were confirmed that the person who committed this act was someone who sought protection and asylum in Germany. This would be especially despicable for the many, many Germans who day in and day out are actively working for the refugees. The truck plowed into the market outside of the landmark Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church Monday evening as Germans celebrated the Christmas season. A man who was suspected to be the driver was arrested about 2 kilometers away, but now Berlin's police chief is casting doubt on whether he's the real perpetrator. A second person found inside the truck died at the scene while undergoing medical treatment. The Russian and Turkish presidents have agreed the assassination of Russia's ambassador to Turkey will not harm ties between the two countries. Two countries' foreign minister laid flowers today at the portrait of Ambassador Andrei Karlov in Moscow, who was shot and killed by an off-duty policeman Monday in an apparent protest against Russia's deadly involvement in Syria. The 22-year-old assassin, who was himself killed by security forces, yelled, "Don't forget Aleppo, don't forget Syria." Three other people were wounded. Russian President Vladimir Putin condemned the killing as an act of terrorism aimed at undermining bilateral efforts to resolve the conflict in Syria. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warned Monday of an impending genocide in South Sudan unless action is taken, while renewing his call for an arms embargo.
Reports suggested that President Salva Kiir and his loyalists are contemplating a due military offensive in the coming days against the SPLM in opposition. Moreover, there are clear indications that Riek Machar and other opposition groups are pursuing a military escalation.
A political dispute between the two men erupted into ethnic conflict in December of 2013, leaving tens of thousands dead and millions displaced. Thousands of people have been evacuated from the devastated Syrian city of Aleppo, along with two rebel-besieged northwest towns. The arrangement worked out with the Syrian government by Russia and Turkey proceeds as the UN Security Council Monday approved the presence of UN monitors to oversee the evacuations. Samantha Power is the U.S. UN ambassador.
Today's resolution, I think, is significant in the sense that at least we now have the Council finally agreeing that people who want to leave eastern Aleppo should be able to be monitored by the United Nations, the ICRC, the Syrian Red Crescent, and others.
Reuters, meanwhile, is reporting that the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov claims the evacuation will be complete in 2 days. In southeastern Chad, the medical group Doctors Without Borders is trying to stop the spread of the disease known as hepatitis E. VOA's Joe DiCapua reports.
Sick people with yellow eyes. That's how residents in the city of Omdurman often describe someone suspected of having hepatitis E. Doctors Without Borders, also known as MSF, says Hep E can have serious consequences for maternal and fetal health. David Beversluis is the MSF project coordinator for the Hepatitis E Response Project in Omdurman.
Hepatitis E is a viral illness. It's a virus that causes acute inflammation of the liver after it's transmitted through contact with fecal material. Basically, people's hands can spread this virus. And it can also be spread through contaminated water.
Beversluis says efforts are underway to clean the drinking water. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
The mortality rate for the disease is roughly 1 in 25, but it can be as high as 1 in 4 for pregnant women. And the African Union force in Somalia said its soldiers killed 6 passengers in a minibus that refused orders to halt at a checkpoint. A traditional elder says AMISOM forces opened fire on the vehicle in the Lower Shabelle region on Sunday. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.